And he will deliver. Swinging a high fly ball, deep left. This ball is way back there. Point that baby, bye-bye. Mr. Jones has rocketed one out of here in the 16th inning. He does it with two men on base, and suddenly the Orioles have a three-run lead.
Oh, they sure did. Joe Angel with a call this summer on WBAL. And number 10 joins us right now here on Sportsline, the one and only Adam Jones. Mr. Jones, how are you?
No complaints.
No complaints. Are you a little better than that?
I'm chilling, man. I just plugged up the tree, so Audie's happy.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year to you, Adam.
Same to you.
All right, well, we sent it out on Twitter earlier today, and we're going to come up with an actual segment name for this because I can't even tell you the feedback we've gotten. And we did this last time you joined us a few weeks ago, but throwing out questions, random questions about anything, baseball, you comment on everything, and that's what makes this fun.
Right, because I'm not just that. That's why, you know. I just don't play baseball. I do other things. That's only a small snippet of me.
All right, so do you want to call it 10 with 10, or do you want to call it the truth with 10? We got to come up with an actual name for this.
I like the truth, because there's no reason for me to lie.
And we don't have to just limit it to 10 Twitter questions. Honestly, some of the questions I've been looking at and going through today are amazing. They're great questions.
They are. I mean, that's why I retweeted a lot of them. You know, people want to know. You know, it's not just about baseball. They want to see, you know, what am I doing? What am I eating? What do I like to go? What do I like to shop? And, you know, trying to get into my lifestyle.
All right, before we get to the Twitter questions, I do have a couple of other questions to ask you. First, off-season workouts, where are you in that?
Oh, I had a good one this morning. I've been getting after it, you know. I've been just doing the same thing I've been doing the last few years. And, you know, it's simple if you came and see me do it, but I get after it, and it kicks my butt. But, you know, the thing that it does is it keeps me on that field, and ultimately that's what the workout's for.
I saw today in the Baltimore Sun Daily paper, or the B, that you predicted the Ravens are going to beat the Giants, a three-game losing streak. How hard is it when a team gets in a rut like that in any sport to just snap out of it and turn it around?
I mean, it's not easy, especially when the schedule you have is not easy. You know, you have to deal with. You came out here, you got a crazy win against the Chargers, and then you have to face. What was the next game? It was the Steelers, tough game. And
yep.
Then you got the Redskins, tough game. They're playing good. You had Peyton come in town. You know that they've been playing well. Now you got his younger brother who they just got spanked 34-0. I don't think that defensive four is too happy. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. But, you know, I'm rolling with the Ravens. I'm not going to roll with the New York team.
No, of course not. This is payback for the ALDS on Sunday.
Yeah, it works, you know. But the Ravens got to come out and you know, use that offense. Use that man, Ray Rice. He's just a special man. Use your weapons, you know. Flacco's a hell of a player. You know, I read Twitter. People are down on him and all that. Man, if I could tell that man one thing, I'd say, look, man, leave that stuff all out in the field. You know, everybody does it. Leave it on the field. Then you go through struggle. That happens. Leave it on the field. Let that arm go. You got a big arm. If there's a throw you want to make, let it go. You know what I mean? Don't Brett Favre gunsling it, but you got accuracy. You got an arm. Let it go and be confident in yourself. You know, I think that's what, you know, the fans watch the game. They might see that he might not be confident in himself. And, you know, as an observer also, I think that he is. He's very confident in himself, but you got to get that whole 53-man squad confident, just like in baseball, all 25 men, in basketball, 12 to 15. So you have to have everybody on your back, and, you know, they trust in that man. And he got to go out there and do it. And this week, you know, it's not going to get any easier with the Giants coming down, so he's going to have to go out there and prove it, you know.
Orioles center fielder Adam Jones with us. I have a few other questions to ask you in a bit, but let's get to these Twitter questions, and you can send them in. At Brett Hollander for the Twitter questions. Honestly, I think we have over 200. But here are a couple, just to get the ball rolling here. From Aaron Kramer, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Coming to America. Come on. By far.
By far.
Unbelievable script.
It's true. It is hilarious.
Unbelievable script. And then Harlem Nights is in there, too. See, those, you see, I like those movies with a lot of foul language.
All right, fair enough. All right, Jared wants to know, what cars do you own?
What cars do I own? I'm not going to tell you what cars I own because, you know, you see me in Baltimore, you know, key my car, do something, put something on it.
No one's keen Adam Jones'
car.
Hey,
man, worst I've seen, worst things, okay? So just know that I might get a Mini Cooper.
Fair enough. I like this one.
Where's Casey at?
Casey, he was in here 5 minutes ago. He's somewhere. Brian Eats wants to know, when you eat fish tacos, do you like it with rockfish, mahi, or ahi tuna?
Fish tacos. I like tilapia. You know, I like catfish, too. I like snapper with it. Actually, my favorite is fried shrimp tacos.
Ooh.
Actually, I'm telling you, the place in San Diego, I took Torrey Smith and Tandon Doss there before on that Saturday before the game. And you see the games that they had in San Diego because they barely had some of that good food, some of that what I'm going to eat. You know what I mean?
The good stuff. And you only eat the good stuff.
I try. You know, sometimes, like last night, I posted a picture of some Hot Pockets. Those were disgusting.
What kind of Hot Pocket?
I don't remember. It was like a limited edition.
I like the ham and cheese kind.
It was like I don't even remember.
All right.
I ate them, though.
When we come back, more of the fans' Twitter questions. When we come back with Adam Jones and Jason Hamill will join us at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll come back. We'll ask Adam about the Orioles' ace right-hander right here on Sportsline. Right now, though, I like taking those Twitter questions, Detour.
Yeah, I mean, they're great.
They are great. People want to know about number 10.
I want to know if he wasn't number 10, what other number would it
be? I'll ask that when we come back.
There you go. Hey, if you travel the inner loop, Brett, there's a lot of backed up traffic between the 83s heading all the way out toward Providence. So we're not quite finished with this rush hour coming out of Pikesville heading to the Towson area. Looks like the West Side Beltway is still suffering a bit as well. Between 40 and Liberty, both on the inner and on the outer loop. 95 and the Parkway getting a lot better between D.C. and the Baltimore area. We have an accident, Pulaski Highway at Middle River. And also, if you're on White Marsh Boulevard trying to get off of I-95 heading toward the mall, a lot of backed up traffic there as a result of an accident up ahead. So give yourself a lot of additional time. It is backing up northbound 95, coming north of the Beltway and into the White Marsh area. The BAO InstaWeather Plus, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight lows in the 30s to right around 40. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, afternoon showers possible, highs in the mid-40s to right around 50. It's cloudy and 48 degrees. I'm Dave Sandler on WBAL and WBAL.com.